This is VOA News. I'm Liz Pelka. U.S. officials say the Pentagon is set to brief the White House on Thursday about possibly sending thousands more U.S. troops to the Middle East. AP correspondent Matt Small reports.
The Defense Department is set to reveal plans to the White House aimed at sending as many as 10,000 more American troops to the Middle East in an effort to better fend off potential Iranian threats. On Tuesday, defense leaders told congressional officials that the U.S. doesn't want to go to war with Iran and wants to de-escalate the situation, but many in Congress are skeptical of the Trump administration's approach, questioning whether it's responding to significant new threats or escalating a situation that could lead to war. Matt Small, Washington.
It is not clear if the White House will approve of sending all or just some of the requested defensive forces, as well as additional Patriot missile batteries and more ships. A rare bipartisan commitment between the White House and Congress to make a sweeping agreement on infrastructure dramatically collapsed Wednesday. This came after President Donald Trump threatened to stop working with Democrats on legislation unless they end oversight of his administration. He accused Democrats of holding a meeting the same morning to discuss impeachment. Britain's Foreign Secretary Jeremy Hunt said on Thursday that Theresa May would still be prime minister when President Trump visits Britain in early June. Hunt was responding to a question from a reporter.
When he does come, who do you think will be prime minister?
Theresa May will be prime minister to welcome him, and rightly so.
May is under intense pressure to name a date for her departure after failing in her latest bid to break the Brexit impasse in Parliament. Hunt declined to comment when asked what he would discuss with May in a meeting later on Thursday. More on VOAnews.com. This is VOA News. Indian Prime Minister Narendra Modi's party claimed it had won re-election with a commanding lead in Thursday's vote count. The Election Commission began counting more than 600 million votes cast over the course of 6 weeks in the world's biggest election. That's a Modi supporter saying Modi is such a person who will remain the Prime Minister of India as long as he is alive. Modi faced a strong challenge from the Congress party and its leader Rahul Gandhi. Pakistan says it has successfully conducted a training launch of a ballistic missile capable of carrying both nuclear and conventional warheads up to 1,500 kilometers. The move came amid Pakistan's heightened military tensions with neighboring rival India, and it is seen by observers as part of efforts Islamabad is making to keep pace with New Delhi's massive investments in military hardware and advancements. Global air regulators will get a status update on Boeing's grounded MAX aircraft Thursday. AP correspondent Mike Gracia has more.
Representatives from more than 30 global aviation regulatory agencies, including the Federal Aviation Administration, gather in Fort Worth, Texas today to discuss the status of the Boeing 737 MAX jets. All MAX jets have been grounded worldwide since March, following the second deadly crash in 5 months. Boeing says it has completed work on flight control software that has been linked to both crashes, but Boeing has not submitted final paperwork to regulators. FAA officials will be sharing their safety analysis with other regulators today. I'm Mike Rossi.
A tornado caused heavy damage in the Midwestern U.S. state of Missouri's capital city overnight. The Associated Press reports a storm caused at least three deaths in another Missouri city and injured nearly two dozen people as homes and businesses were ripped apart. AP correspondent David Lieb describes some of the damage he's seen.
I'm standing outside a convenience store right now where the metal roof was blown in on a car. The sign outside was twisted and bent perpendicular, and metal from the building was littered across the street.
The National Weather Service confirmed a large and destructive tornado moved over Jefferson City shortly before midnight Thursday. John Walker Lind, the American who was captured in 2001 while fighting with the Taliban in Afghanistan, has been freed from federal prison in the Midwestern state of Indiana Thursday. Lind has served 17 years of a 20-year sentence for illegally providing support for the Taliban, Afghanistan's hardline Islamic rulers. We continue to follow this story on VOAnews.com, and we have many more international headlines for you as well. Go there for the very latest. I'm Liz Pelka, VOA News.